Hi, my name is Damien, and today's story is Marcello Mouse and the Masked Ball by Julie Monks. Marcello Mouse lived alone in a dark hole, along a dark canal in the dark corner of Venice. But he longed for warmth, and he longed for music, and he longed for light. The winter had been long, the coldest Venice had ever known, and with a twitch in his tiny nose, Marcello could smell that spring was on its way. And with spring came a magical event. Marcello had spent the cold months preparing, stitching and sewing, waiting and wondering. At last, a special day arrived. In the distance, Marcello Mouse heard a beautiful song. One by one they come, on the most magical night of all, with a rustle of silk and a jingle of bells, off to the magical ball. With a squeak and a leap and a flick of his tail, Marcello slipped out of his door. He hopped up the steps, over the bridge, and along the canal, singing to himself as he scampered towards the twinkling lights in the distance. With each mouse step, the lights grew brighter and the music grew louder. Marcello drew close to the Grand Palace, home of the magical masked ball. Marcello skipped lightly up to the steps, smoothed down his fur, and paused. For the little mouse was not invited to the ball. And as he stood in the doorway, his fur felt warm and the air smelled sweet. Quick as a flash, he slipped inside. How daring, how bold. Marcello Mouse was in a room full of cats, but Marcello was prepared. He had made a cunning disguise. They'll never guess, thought Marcello with a grin. And with a leap of joy, he followed his nose to a table full of food. He tasted fine wine and wonderful cheese and nibbled at cakes that were sugary sweet. He was lively and funny and charming. What a nice fellow, the cats all agreed. Then came the call. Let the dancing begin. Light as a feather, Marcello leaped to the floor and began to dance. He twisted and turned. He skipped and he swung. He tripped and he twizzled. Then suddenly stopped. Not a whisker twitched and not a paw moved. That's no cat, it's a mouse. Poor Marcello's tail began to quiver in fright. Then he let out a terrified squeak. I'll be mice cream by midnight, cried Marcello, dashing for the door. Swerving and skidding, he shot across the floor. He sped along the hallway and scampered down the steps. He darted along the canal and tumbled over the bridge. He ran without stopping and without looking back until the bright lights of the ball were far behind him. Back in his dark little mouse hole, Marcello shivered and trembled in fright. One by one they ran, on the most magical night of all, with a rustle of silk and a jingle of bells, away from the pussycat ball. I've been so silly, he sobbed. They could have eaten me up. Slowly and sadly, Marcello put his outfit away. Then he curled up into a little ball and tried his hardest to fall asleep. All of a sudden, there came a loud knock. Cats! He exclaimed. Trembling, Marcello peered around the door, and there on the mat, instead of a cat, was a large golden envelope. And written on the envelope was the name, Marcello Mouse. For me, he squeaked. I've never had a letter. The cats of Venice cordially invite brave Marcello Mouse, the amazing dancing mouse, to be guest of honour at the summer ball. Marcello hopped and leaped for joy. They weren't going to eat me. They liked me. Marcello Mouse was a happy mouse once more. And so when the evening arrived, a small, smartly dressed mouse left his dark hole along a dark canal in the darkest corner of Venice and made his way to the grandest ball. And there upon a sparkling stage, Marcello Mouse, the amazing dancing mouse, received the warmest welcome of all. The end.